We got Commissioner Ugly in studio with us today. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good until you talked about that 50% you know? Chance on Wednesday. I knocked some hay down, so I'm gonna tells me that tonight that hay is going to have to get built up.
You're going to have to take care of the hay.
That's right.
For sure. Kudos to the guy who invented air conditioning again. I always think of that as the greatest invention of all time.
Yeah, you know.
Besides wheels, maybe. I don't know.
You know, they both rank right up there, don't they?
There's a lot of great ones over the years, but air conditioning is in my top five for sure.
You know, you're not old enough, but I remember when my dad came back, actually worked overseas once in a while, and he worked in mm-hmm. Brazil in 56, and he drove home a new 56 Buick. That was our first air conditioner in an automobile. Prior to that, we had a little... was like a swamp cooler. You throw a little yep. ice in it, stick it over the window. Yep. And so, you know, people today are thinking, what in the world? This guy lived back in the horse and buggy days.
Yep.
It's just about true.
yep, for sure. So let's go over the meeting yesterday. And you wanted to highlight
sure,
some
sure.
things. Let's start with the first part of it
yeah.
before you got into it.
Yeah, you know, it was... as always, we do some things that are sort of maybe every two or three years we do. One of those was we had the chairman sign our National Functional Classification Road and Street Map. And basically what that is the Nebraska Department of Transportation for both the city and the county just make sure that our roads and street maps are up to date as far as the classification, whether it's mm-hmm. Arterial, rural, collector, whatever it might be. And we have to get some counts on those and do some things mm-hmm. that allows those highway superintendents to do what they do. And that's part of their job. And we're lucky we have a great guy. We've always had good road superintendents. And thank God for that. It makes our job a lot easier. One thing that we did, I think, that was really important, and that was to authorize our chair, Michaela Wooler, to sign a letter with the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. And as that department has had some turnover, I know they have a new director coming, and they also have two or three new people in there that one of... which of their duties are on our inland port. They come out and do some inspections on that. So mm-hmm. some turnover, but I was glad to see us designate Gary Pearson with the North Platte Chamber Development Corporation as the lead agency and administrator responsible for handling the economic development efforts in Lincoln County. You know, I can't say enough good things about Gary, and we all know the guy is a rock star when it comes to economic development and working hard to get business and industry into North Platte. I was on the Development Corporation for a number of years, and I think it took us three times before we finally landed Gary. He was up at Sydney doing a great job for them, and you know, I think we just kind of kept trying to entice him away, and finally the time was right that both his assistant, Megan McGowan, came down and as sort of a team here 10 years ago or 8 years ago, whenever that was. And Gary has just done a great job for us every since then. I'd mentioned the Inland Port. The Inland Port would not be where it's at today were it not for Gary Pearson and his efforts. So kudos to Gary, and we were glad to do that. He's a great partner, and... the city of North Platte and Lincoln County is really lucky to have a person of Gary's character.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And as a Board of Equalization, you dealt with the normal things there, certificates of correction and refund, letters of explanation for late filing.
You know, we did...
Property valuation changes.
There were a couple of property valuation changes, and a lot of times when that happens, it may be somebody selling off a tenth of an acre, it may be a clerical error. And in this case, I think it may have been a clerical error that went from one year to the other, something didn't get turned over. Which I have to tell you, what I'd made a comment during the meeting that, you know, we're blessed that with the number of things that go through the assessor's office, through Julie's office. We all make mistakes. We make mistakes. I make mistakes every day, and we'll probably continue to until the day I die. You know, make a mistake, you're probably not doing anything.
Right there with you, Joe.
But boy, you know, they're very few and far between. And when she does, mm-hmm. she stands right up and owns up to it. And you know, it was a clerical error that just didn't get carried over by one of her staff people. But, you know, I appreciate that about Julie. She always tries to err on the side of the citizen of Lincoln County. And, you know, I couldn't ask for anybody better in that office, or we couldn't, the people of Lincoln County couldn't, because she really does have their best interest at heart. And that's a tough position when you set value on people's properties and things like that. Yep. You usually don't make a lot of fans, but, you know, when you continue to get it reelected, that tells you something, that she is a very fair person and does listen. So if you have questions, stop in their office and talk to them about it, your property value or...
Yeah, I know. I emailed her a while back, and she sent out a little thing on the percentages that land was valued at, but those are state standards that they have to meet on that. And I was asking her for an excellent explanation on it, because I didn't quite. I want to make sure I understood it correctly, and some of it I did, but yeah.
Well, you learn,
more
let
details.
Me know, because I'm not sure I still understand. I've been doing this a long time.
I kept the response. It was very detailed, and there were some. There's still some things I don't quite understand. So I'm going to get her on someday.
Yeah, she does an excellent job, and it is a learning experience, you know, even for myself. And I have been there a long time. But one thing this year, there were certain areas of the county, Area 4 is one that I think of, that, you know, we usually try to remain on the lower end of the valuation. If you're supposed to be 65 to 90, we'll try to be at 67, 68, 69. We don't try to be at the top. But sometimes we do fall out, and it's usually on the bottom end. So Area 4 was one of those, and they saw, I think, a 10%, if I'm not mistaken, raise across the area in Area 4. And she sent out a very nice letter explaining to people that was, you know, it's the state of Nebraska says you shall be at. And, you know, in order for us to get there, that's how mass appraisal works. And so... Yeah, I appreciate that, but she is very knowledgeable about her job and has a great staff, been with her for a long time. So. Mm-hmm.
Then you, after dealing with those things, you reconvene as a Board of Commissioners and deal with some business.
Yeah.
You had Susan Moline, a CPA, in to discuss the budget. Anything out of that would be good to mention?
Well, talk about not understanding. This is the first year that we will be... under a new guidelines. In the past, we were under a lid. Okay, now we're under a. It still is a restriction on the funds, but it is handled totally differently. So it'll be a learning experience for the board and for Susan. There are less exceptions that you can take, and when you do take those exceptions. One of which is law enforcement. It counts against you next year. So, for example, if you have a value in a county of $1,000, you take an exemption and maybe that value comes down to $995. Next year, you start with that $995 base and work down. So you're wise to be very, very careful about the exceptions that you absolutely have to take. There may be cases when we have to balance the budget to fall within statutory limits that we have to take those, but I think this board is going to try to be even more frugal, if that's possible, in the past, because we are a pretty conservative county board, as I think most county boards are. So it'll be a learning experience, and Susan helped explain some of those things to us. And I think it's something mm-hmm. that we'll just have to learn as we go along and go through that process with our different elected officials and the budgets that they put together that we review.
Mm-hmm. You discussed and consider a resolution approving the application by Cedar Bluffs and Luke and Julie Rickardson for a conditional use permit to allow home site development located near Jeffrey Reservoir. I saw from the headline in the Telegraph that you did approve that.
That was areas that probably are more suited to that than farming and ranching. I think there are areas that would be difficult to graze. They've kind of become overgrown.
Right.
They're close to the reservoir. There's always but people are always wanting more cabins and stuff up
sure.
there. So I think that those people saw a chance to, and I know the Rickardsons have, and Joe as well, and his family have lived up there forever, know the people, know the land. So I think it's going to be a win-win for that situation. And it was a good forward-looking step that they asked us to take, and we did.
And that will give the land where that's at, they can put approximately 30 separate 10-acre buildable sites on. So.
Exactly, yes. So it'll allow somebody up there, if they want to have an acreage out towards the lake, then they'll be able to do that.
All right. And another resolution which you discussed and considered adopting was approving an application by Tracy and Joyce Peterson for a conditional use permit to allow construction of a seasonal dwelling to be used part-time as a counseling clinic. Did you approve that one?
We did, and you know, it was interesting because I think that mm-hmm. was discussed last week. I actually missed last week's meeting. I had the privilege of being up with my grandson at the National High School Finals Rodeo in Rock Springs.
Oh, great.
Week. So,
how do you do?
He did very well. It was a good learning experience. Proud of him, and one little slip up, so we missed the short round, but we'll be back next year.
Cool experience, no doubt, huh?
Yeah, great experience. And got to meet some great people, see some tremendous athletes, both the kids themselves and the animals that they ride. I mean, it's amazing the skill level that some of these kids have.
I don't doubt it.
It's incredible. So that was fun, but I did miss that. But I do know that there is a need, I guess, when we talk about a counseling clinic. Young lady is a counselor and mm-hmm. saw a need for some of her patients that they need to get away. They need a respite. And she saw this as an opportunity maybe to have that be that place up there. It's quiet. It's up in the canyons. It's beautiful. You can go for walks and get rid of the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And I think that was the idea of that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was approved, and I think I'll be anxious to watch that and see how that does.
Okay. You had a presentation of a 3-year plan of assessment update for Lincoln County by Assessor Julie Stenger.
Right, and I think what they talked about is, every 5 years we have to have all the property assessed. So the assessor has a 3-year plan that every year they update, and that plan kind of leapfrogs forward as to whether they're going mm-hmm. to be looking at rural residential, which they'll be looking at this year, as well as some commercial. I think I'm probably wrong that it's 2027 before we jump back into North Platte again on that end. But she has a plan laid out as to what area of the county, what types of things they're going to be looking at, whether it's rural residential or improved ag, another commercial. agricultural for, you know, whether that be a feedlot or that kind of a thing or feed stores. So, and that was what that presentation was. And she always does a good job of doing that and updating the board as to what's coming down the road. So,
okay. Yeah. I've been dealing with a tort claim submitted by Rosanna Gamba for vehicle damage.
That, was a sort of a routine thing. Whenever we receive a tort claim, we turn it over to our insurance carrier. They'll do their investigation, and if there is if the tort claim is proved, then the insurance company will handle that. And that had to do with, I think, lost a piece of molding or something from the side of her vehicle. Nothing major, but a minor thing to us. I shouldn't say if it were my vehicle, maybe I wouldn't feel that way, but
so this
because of the road condition.
And this, okay, so this involved a county vehicle?
No, it was an actual individual that's a personal vehicle going to and from work out in the country. And because of what they felt was a road condition caused damage to their vehicle. So they
sued
turned
the
it count,
in. They sued the county because it was a county road?
Right.
That had happened on?
Yeah, exactly. Turned in a tort claim against the county. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you want to talk about the comprehensive plan for the county?
You know,
you got an update from Marvin Planning?
I do, and this is an important day. Please, for those listening, put the July 24th. That's this coming Thursday. Mm-hmm. There'll be two presentations, one at 2 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock. It's at the South Campus of the Mid Plains Community College, and I'm guessing that's probably in the auditorium, not the auditorium, but the theater would be my guess, but once you get out there, you'll be able to find where it's at. And they will have, and it could be in the auditorium because they'll have some displays set up of what they are proposing for the land use for Lincoln County. Mr. Marvin and his people will be there to answer questions. We want the public to have sort of a first look at this before, you know, the Planning Commission or County Board of Commissioners officially looks at it to try to make any kind of action, asking for input from the public. And he'll have a questionnaire that he will be sending out. And in fact, I think that we ask him to send that out early so that people have that. And I wish I had a copy of that. I think Michaela actually sent that to my phone this morning, in fact, when I was talking to her.
What goes into a comprehensive plan?
Well, what is your county going to look like in 5 or 10 years? What should it look like?
Kind of
what,
a vision for the future.
There you go. What do we not want it to look like? We don't want, for example, a planned unit development, a nice residential area, planning on going right here when we know that there's 3 livestock confinement areas a quarter of a mile away looking to expand. So it tries to look at where realistically in the county should things be located and make those suggestions so that people that are coming in looking at the county, wanting to do a development, can look at this planning and zoning map, if you will, and say, okay, well, it's allowed here, 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 and here. You know, I think that's a good fit. Let's do that. So that's a sort of a big picture looking at down from 10,000 feet, but it is. It's a roadmap as to where we're at and where we want to be in 5 or 10 years.
And what's the county's Board of Commissioners role in this? Do you eventually approve it?
We will approve it. We can approve it as it is, approve it with modifications and recommendations, but it will come to us for a final approval. There'll be public hearings prior to us approving it so that we can hear from the public and get their input. We'll take all that information, put it back together, and make a decision. Yeah, and I think that there might be some confusion because while I was at Rock Springs last week, I did read some articles about wind and solar. And that will be one section that will be included within this plan, but that's certainly not what this meeting is about. This is about the entire plan, but That is something that will be addressed, and I, you know, if people have questions about that specifically, they can come also. But it's not a meeting having to do with wind and solar or where it will be located or anything else. It's an overall comprehensive plan.
Okay. Anything out of the committee reports there at the end you'd like to mention?
No, we were actually sort of made the committee report short and sweet so that we could get on with trying to finish up our tax protest. We did that. I think we started maybe 11 o'clock or so, worked through till about 4 maybe, and they were nice enough to, and a gentleman by the name of Henry Vogt in the assessor's office brought some rolls, so we worked through the lunch hour and got that finished up for this year. Yeah.
Hey. Good deal. Look, you got to have some perks when you're working overtime
on
those protests, for sure. Thank you, Commissioner Hughley, for dropping by Mugs this morning. Appreciate it. And we'll see you in a few weeks.
My pleasure, Corey. You have a wonderful day.
We'll take a break. There's your commissioner recap with Commissioner Joe Hughley.